بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من فضل من قلاد الأشباط صور قد أفلح المؤمنين. The Muslim has won. When you say falah, translated as winning, translated as prosperity, translated as success. So when we say that he's prospered, he's succeeded, he's won, then what we are saying is that he's really been relieved from all problems in both worlds. But then you won't find a person who doesn't have a problem in this life. If it is not financial, then it is emotional. If it's not emotional, then it is physical. If it's not physical, then it is domestic. So some problem or the other he must go through. So when Allah Ta'ala says that he's won, means all difficulties he's been freed of. So this will happen to a believer after death. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. From death there's no problem at all. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid about. Everything is cleared. All your accounts are cleared. And in this life as well, outwardly it would seem that he is in problems, right? Outwardly. But when he is true in his faith, he is true in his iman, then it is just an outer appearance. Outwardly it seems that he is in difficulty. Provided he is true in his faith, he is faithful to Allah Ta'ala, then it is just an outer appearance that he is in difficulty, but really he is in happiness. Now how do you explain this? Person is in his business, right? Selling sweets, chocolates, right? So that is his business. So he's got a busy trade, busy, and he's doing very good turnover, very good money he's seeing. Now while he's busy, someone tries to sympathize with him. What a difficult life, you know. From 8 to late you have to work, and oh, family life is hot, you know. He must relax, take 2-3 days in the week, relax. So he's making very good money. Say he's making 20 million every month now, or every week he's making 20 million. He'll consider that person to be his enemy. Won't it? Outwardly he's struggling, outwardly he's stressing, but really within the mind, within the heart, he's going through a lot of happiness. See? So secure, business is running so well, I just have to work 1-4 years, see, everything will be very clear for me. I can buy this land here, that property I can buy, Cape Town, overseas, offshore, inshore, all I can be secured, right? So outwardly it may seem that he is in difficulty, but really if anybody is going to be giving him this type of suggestions, he will count him to be his enemy. And that may be a wealthy person, but even a person is doing a small informal job, right? He's getting say 200-300 rands for the day, right? And someone goes and suggests to him, relax, you know, you're working so hard, cleaning up and doing so hard work, relax. He'll count that person to be his enemy. You're jealous of me, I'm secure, I'm earning well, and you want me to lose this job here, that's why you're making this type of a suggestion. That person also, within his heart, he is quite happy, he is content and happy. So Allah Ta'ala blesses that mu'min with that type of inner satisfaction, happiness. Outwardly it seems that he is in problem, but his heart is filled with happiness, joy, contentment, satisfaction. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Now this requires that we be true to Allah Ta'ala. In any work we are doing, small or big, faithful to Allah Ta'ala, whether it is with our tongues, eyes, ears, whatever. But are we truthful? Padma Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, see, I'm showing what the meaning of truthful. So at about 1 o'clock in the morning, he's tossing from one side to the other side. One side to the other side is tossing. So obviously, if the husband is going to be tossing, the wife will sense that something is not right. So if he's tossing now, so she senses that something is not right. She got up, what happened? Any pain, can it be of any assistance? He says, no, you know, in the day, I've taken 1 rand from you, I haven't paid you back for that. And I haven't got the money now, and there's no record for that. Something happens, and she got a little bit upset, our woman gets upset. Yeah, I'll catch you for this on the day of Qiyamah. The way you're carrying on now, but, you know, I'm going to take a record for this as well. So she explained, I know that you'll make maaf for that, but I must have my records right. I can't have my records and my checks and balances. I don't need that to be in a mess. All that must be perfect in order, so that my connection and my relationship with Allah Ta'ala is absolutely perfect. Which is just 1 cent, or 1 rand, or 1 million rand, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, everything is plain. It doesn't mean if it's 1 million rand, it means too much to Allah Ta'ala, and 1 rand means nothing to Him. It's the same. So I need to see and I need to ensure that my connection with Allah Ta'ala is correct. Now, if I've done someone down, I wasn't straight, I didn't make an entry, I didn't make a record of this thing here, that means I have slipped somewhere. And I forgot about it in the day, now I remember about it. Tomorrow, alright, I'm after you. And in 2 minutes more, I was asleep now. Now I couldn't sleep for 3 hours, and in just 2 minutes, he's asleep. See that relationship with Allah Ta'ala, once that is right, then tatma'innul qulub, the hearts will find satisfaction. But the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is not right, you can't find the satisfaction, can't find the fulfillment. Now, do you understand now what's the meaning of faithful, being loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At any given moment, you are concerned about that Allah Ta'ala mustn't be displeased. Have you got something that is pending, something that is suspense? Now, women have it that after you have taken meals or at night now, everything is quiet and calm, so they'll offer something. Like here, they'll offer that boiled nuts, right? Boiled nuts, they'll offer something. India, different things, chana, or different things they offer. Right? So, a treat after Isha, when you're happy, when you're comfortable, they'll talk, and they'll offer you something. So the wife offered something. As he was eating, all these small little things, that thing can drop very easily. So for that, dropped. One small piece of it, that thing dropped. Like how you get your Rice Krispies, how small? Chevro. Small pieces, one chevro, just one drop of the thing just dropped. Now Mora is pareshan now. Imagine that chevro, how small that thing is. So the chevro, one Rice Krispies, right? That thing fell, Mora is pareshan. So the little children were playing there, around there. So they had to, you know, look for it. So they looked for it, they found it. Said, now, he took it, he cleaned the thing and he ate it. He said, now, ab jaan mein jaan aa gaya. Now I got life in me. When you look at his sadaqah, he gives millions also. To give him. But now for this one here, he says, he's so particular. He says, if Allah Ta'ala me to ask, that my favor, my ni'mat, and you just disregard it. Because my favor, whether it was small, or is a major thing, but whose favor was it? Whose blessing was it? It is the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Considering it to be the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, if I just left it as though I disregarded a blessing of Allah Ta'ala, small or big, but whose blessing it is? It is the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. I just left it, it means I disregarded the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. So So can you imagine now these people here, if they were so careful about these blessings, then they are so careful with people as well, in the rights of people, talking to them, seeing to them, right? But I use the right word. If I use a word that was hurtful, a word that was inconveniencing, so they'll be so careful, so they'll calculate everything. Because primarily they're looking at their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That thing must not be affected in any way. Mulana, in short time, Allah Pak took out of work from him. So when a person is clean with Allah Ta'ala, pure, clean, keeps everything proper, his primary concern is that Allah Pak must be happy. So in a short time, a lot of work is accomplished. 1,000 kitabs to write, but a small thing, right? You know, how much of thought goes in, how much plan the book, what are the references, how much present it, make it easy for people. So it's a difficulty, but Allah Pak enabled him to do it. One of the reasons is everything is clean, clear. Allah Ta'ala's dealings are absolutely straight. Now he's sitting to write his tafsir perhaps. As he's writing now, he doesn't find the flow. You see, the person is writing, sometimes he's finding the flow. Hey, he's writing 1 page, 2 page, 20 pages. And you just said, hey, 20 pages. So that actually came from the inspiration you received. Allah gave you an inspiration and there was a flow. So now he's writing and suddenly now there's no flow. Writing and you're struggling to write. There's no flow in the writing. Whereas before, I just pick up the pen and you know, it's going at such a speed, I have to keep up with the pen. It's going, you know, I have to keep up. The flow is so strong. See, that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are required to do is to see that that relationship with Allah ta'ala is clear. Nothing that's coming to upset the relationship. Nothing to block the relationship. Now, Mois got the pen, got the paper, got the references, everything, but there's no flow. So he's thinking, hey, what happened here now? How come now I don't find the flow? So just then he thought, the family left for some work, and when she left for the work, she told Mulana, you know what, the chicken are in the cage. Just see that they are fed. They are released and they are fed. Say, hey, I forgot about this. 1 hour passed and I didn't feed them, I didn't release them. So he took the food and he made it over to the chicken. He released them for that time. So I just had to release them and feed them. I released them and the pen got released. So everything was just getting stuck. Everything was just going closed. Everything was just closed. And yet to just do this. Now imagine it's a chicken, right? It's an animal. And that animal also got so much of rights. That you did not release the right of that animal, that bird, then we also restricted our inspiration. Our inspiration was blocked. The more I made it out, straight away made it out. See, I blocked this thing here, and I got blocked. I blocked this thing here, and I got blocked. So this is the meaning of be straight, clear, not even a cent this way, that way. Rather have it that you gave 1 cent more than taking 1 cent more from anybody. I gave 1 cent more, alright, I did a little bit more than was required. I did a little bit more. So, that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your yaqeen, you see in Surah Noon, Allah speaks about, inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al jannah. It's a story. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al jannah. So their father was very wealthy, very, very wealthy in farms and whatever businesses he had. But he would make sure that some portion of the farm must be dedicated to the poor. In the Arab style was, like I would say, 1,000 trees. So they'll take out about 100 trees, one-tenth, 100 trees, and they will let the poor know that you can enjoy from this tree. Don't waste, take as much as you want. These trees are dedicated for you. You will enjoy them as much as you want. Then he would give also some other other plantations he may have had, and take some, take from this as well, take from this as well, take from this. A good portion he would give. And every year that he was just spinning, just moving, he was easy with them, Allah Pak was easy with him. See, what type of relationship you want from Allah Ta'ala, then you show that relationship with His creation. The type of relationship that you want to enjoy, so let His creation enjoy that relationship at your hand. You let them enjoy, He will let you enjoy. He is a giver. See, today we heard about that Muhaddis Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, right? So just for a wrong thought passing his mind, he got deprived of tahajjud for 5 months. This morning, huh? So that means that the wrongs that you do deprive you of His blessings, isn't it? What else can you say? Some wrong you did, and on account of the wrong that you've done, some blessings that you were used to, that blessing got cut off. So they asked Shaykh, so someone asked him, what was it? What wrong thought passed my mind? What was the thought? Someone must have been a little bit informal. So what was the thought that passed your mind? You know, that person was crying, I thought he was just showing off. Now, if the thought, you have to be so careful of the thought, then what about the word? If you have to be so serious of the thought, then what about the word? So now, for this I have to pay for 5 months. See, so the type of relationship you want to enjoy from Allah Ta'ala, show that relationship to His creation. All belong to Him. Your mind has to be so clean, so perfect, so immaculate. Today, as I said, 5 months you were deprived. But then you analyze the story, that it's just because that you were not like you're supposed to be to my banda. You're supposed to be having a clean mind towards my banda. What allowed you to have this type of a polluted mind with my banda? So they were cut off 5 months. So if the mind has to be so clear, then the tongue, how much more clear? The eyes, how much more clear? The ears, how much more clear? These are all the passages that lead to the heart. Tongue, eyes, all that lead to the heart. So how clear? That is why the mashayikh will find them. We saw in India, they will not encourage so much of going nafil hajj, nafil umrah, etc. By go, come here and do your islah first. Because you're going to be going there, and then you're going to be leaving out some practice, and you're going to be jamming yourself. You're going to hurt someone, you're going to hit someone, you're going to fight someone, you're going to squeal, you're going to shout. And then whatever you've gained, you're going to be losing. So first, discipline yourself. Discipline yourself, then you go, then you're coming back with something. But now, you haven't disciplined yourself, you're going everywhere, and then whatever you earn, you're losing it. Eyes are not right, tongue is not right, ears are not right. Somewhere or the other, you are messing things up. So because of the mess that you're doing, this masla, I have to check it up also myself. Now, in some of the airways that you hear, they don't allow you to perform namaz. Like you have Qatar, then you can't go and perform your namaz with all the postures. This year, حالت ضرورت, you just sit in your seat and perform. Salli fil maqam. حالت ضرورت. So the hostess who are naked, they know the maslahs. See? So they tell you now, you just sit in your seat and perform your namaz. Now, the maslah that I need to still check up is that, alright, it was a zarurat, and because of the zarurat, you left out your namaz. Now the thought that's passing my mind, is this that, will this be counted as a zarurat for you to leave out a faraz? You're going to do a nafal, right? And in the process you are leaving out one nafal, you're leaving out a faraz. You're going to do nafal and leaving out a faraz. So that Masala is in the mind, still playing in the mind. I can't find clarity in this still, till now. But you know in advance that this these areas, etc., they will not allow. Some areas are allowing, some are not allowing, right? But you know in advance that they are not allowing. But now, because they are not allowing, so you are missing out your faras. But you're going to do what? You're going to do a nafal. So is this right or not right? So I haven't checked, I can't say now this is haram, or this is right, this is not right, I can't say because I haven't checked it yet. But it's obvious that they won't allow it, or some of the areas don't allow it. Now even the Saudi, the new planes, the Saudi also doesn't allow you to perform namaz, like you supposed to perform with the posture. They won't allow you to perform. The old planes they're allowing you, they had a cubicle, the new planes are not allowing you. Last time I went for Umrah, so there are no cubicles. Our host is making a noise and all that. And you got some brothers there, organizers. So the captain was there right in the business class. So they went and patawad him. Oh, hey, did namaste, let's go. What did he do quickly? So we had a chance to do the namaz. Allah put Ram in his heart, but we didn't miss out the offer. But that masla is really in my mind now. I don't know, I can't find clarity still because you know it, that you're going to miss out a faras to do a nafal. This is nafal, but in the process you're going to be leaving out a faras. But I still haven't got clarity in my mind as to what is the masla. Is that the right thing, not the right thing? See. So this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has to be corrected at any given time, given moment, given time. About Thamir Sahib Rahmatullahi is about passing away, right? So as he's passing away, so he says, alright, get the amanat. So the amanat came, so the ladies began to cry. I said, you're doing now as though you have been, you are despaired of life. That's why you ask for your amanat, that you can just hand it over. People have given you something to look after, gold, whatever it is, so you kept it, now you're calling for your amanat. So Muaz says, no, so Allah commands, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيَا. That amanat, whoever it is belonging to, return it to him, give it to him. That's the command of Allah. And just then, arey dekho, mere ungliyon mein se jaan nikal rahi hai, nahi paste. But how beautiful, huh? From the beginning that was his lesson, right till the end was his lesson, by whoever this thing belongs to, return it to him. Don't take it, don't use it, don't misuse, don't abuse, don't encroach, don't steal, don't cheat, don't mislead. From the beginning of his life, right till the end of his life, that was the whole theme of his life. Not 1 cent, not 5 cents. He was so particular on this thing, Muawiyah was so particular. One Khalifa of his came in, and he came with this child, about 11, 12 years of age. No, about 13 years of age. So you get a concession on the train if the child is 10, 11. Now this child is 13. This is a Khalifa, but his child is tiny. Right? It's a tiny child, with a big sized child. It's a tiny. So, Mawlana made the inquiry, alright, what happened, how is the ticket, was, you know, I got away very easily, I paid a full ticket, this child is 13, but he looks like 9, 10, so therefore, I paid half the ticket, khilafah this cancelled class. Your khilafah this cancelled, he is still trying to work it out and figure it out. Mawlana says, your khilafah is cancelled. That if you're not thorough in your dealings, then how can you be clear with Allah? You know, in your dealings, you're not thorough. And this is the theme of my teaching, that be thorough in all your dealings, small, big, everything, be absolutely pure, clean. He wouldn't like any of his murids to have any death as well. No death, absolutely clean from the beginning right to the end. The beginning to the end. One Mawlana came here from Pakistan, Madrasa Ashrafiya. So that was now about over 25 years ago. I don't know if you remember that three ulama came, Lama Khalid Mahmood, and there was one mullah who did the tafsir, his own tafsir, and then the third mullah, Faizur Rahman or something like that. So all these three came, and they were sitting, they stayed for about 10 days or so, but they stayed with, you know, the room of the Nigran, who stayed at night. Ibn al-Musa had a room there. So they stayed there. Remember the theme of that? Yeah. So I think about 20, 25 years. This thing all didn't come yet. So this thing is already 22 years. So that still in the beginning stage that they came in. You know, also there was another one, strange incident that took place in experience. So they came in the peak winter, so we arranged for a heater. So now, that Alim was like the first year, he had his own tafsir. So he had his foot on the heater and not feeling anything. So he said, hey, something's wrong here. Something is not right. So we took him to the Shifa hospital, and they said, no, he's got sugar and that he has to be amputated because the gangrene has set in already. So he insisted that you're not going to use any type of anesthetic, nothing, absolute. He said, oh, hey, you have to. No, I don't want it. I'm telling you, I don't want it. And he went to Zikr or something, and they cleaned him. They sliced it clean, nothing, he didn't feel anything, no complaint. So that all happened in front of us. I don't know if you remember. So there was that second Mu'arraf, one of Faizul Rahman. So his father was a Khalifa of the Mu'tan Misab Rahmatullah Ali. Now, his father had two wives. Now, he's come for Islam to Thanabon. So when he's come for Islam to Thanabon, the Mu'arraf says, alright, now what I want from you is your both wives must say that they are happy with you, and you sharing the time correctly. The time and the gifts are being shared properly and correctly. See, ta'allukat, see this mu'amala, dealings. Second marriage, third marriage is not just fun. We don't say that fun is not permissible, but the duties that are attached to the fun. See that you are discharging the duties properly. It's her right. You're sharing the time, you're sharing the expenses, etc. See to all that. Right? So I was explaining about Yusuf. So you get some people now, they're getting married second time, third time, and Islam doesn't stop it. But then they ask, alright, do we have to give the same amount to both, the old wife and the new wife? So then I have to think about it. Now we know the principle is that the amounts that are given are identical, same. You 2,000 year, give 2,000 year, right? But now if the old wife got your children, then she's got an additional expense, isn't it? And that's a bona fide expense. She got her own children, you're not responsible. Second one. But the first one got your children. So you're responsible for your wife and your two children. So what will be a fair amount? Kuzi ma yakfiki wa waladaki. Remember the hadith. Kuzi ma yakfiki wa waladaki. So you can take out for you and the children. Children, your children are your responsibility. Look after them properly. Mona's wife saying, complaining to him, I must expect it from women. See, I tell the people repeatedly, the woman, they're going to be short, they're going to say something out of turn. So you have to enjoy them, but that whatever comes, a little bit here and there, it comes, so just take it like the spice, you know. It's part of the spice. So one person had to tell him, you know, his wife was giving him a little trouble. So I told him, see, one mouse, omni, where the plural mice, right? Mouse, mice. Spouse? So this basti of theirs brings about some spice. But they do something. So the spice is the taste of life. No spice, no taste. So they will say something here and there, is the kibat ho jayegi unch nich. Just take it in the stride. Don't take them serious. Because they also, I notice, they get angry for the moment, half a minute, after that, everything is like gone. Everything is forgotten. But for the moment you get worked up, then you had it. You must never get worked up. Just go with the flow at that time. Easiest thing, go with the flow. Act like a bichara, made a mistake. You do that, and half a minute, everything will be finished. Everything will be cleared, inshallah. So Murad's wife is complaining, ya, tune dusri shadi ki, apne muridon ke liye darwaza khol diya. See now they'll talk, they'll say this type of thing. Women will talk like that. Now you can't be acting like a professor and like a lawyer. What do you think? Islam is allowing it or what? What so why is it? Murad was quite a perfect person. Very mature, very perfect. He says, "Maine darwaza band kar diya, ya maine darwaze ko khol diya. Have I closed the doors to the second marriage, or have I opened the doors?" Because log dekhte hain, the murids will look how particular I am. You know, when I have to distribute something, I got something, and I will share it between the both wives, and how immaculate, how proper I am. They are watching all these things here. When they are watching these things here, they say, hey, ye hamari bas ki baat nahi hai. It's not, this, we can't manage this. This is something else. This is totally something else. We can't manage this thing. Now imagine, most of us may have heard the story of the tarbuj, you know, watermelon, right? So, the true tarbuj came here. Right? Now, he had one scale, right? And it's called Mizanul Adl. Mizan Adl scale. So now, these two watermelon came, so he sliced, he cut them into half. Right. He's talking to the murid now, the murid that brought the watermelon. So he's talking to the murid. He said, you see, you brought these two, right? Now, the one may be very sweet, and the other one may be bland. It will not be sweet. Now, when I'm going to give the one that is not sweet to the other wife, and they're going to discuss, she'll get to know, alright, I got the raw deal here. I got the raw deal. She got the better end. Right? And I wasn't fair. Right? So now, how must I know which is sweet? So now that murid is like a little bit of a village. He said, mere thore kaat karke chakka hai. I didn't check, trace the thing. You check it out if you want. Villages, they talk like that, you see. You have to understand now. Some people are talking, they talk like that. But take them accordingly. Don't become serious with it. So Mua sliced, he cut the two. And this one, yeah, he added to that one. That one, he added to this one. Now, can anybody say that he's got a, or she's got a raw deal? But now the murids are going to see that this man is so particular about practicing equality, that he's so particular. This we can't manage it. This level of equality, we can't manage it. See, being fair to people, at any given situation, now you want that passage to Allah Ta'ala, but you're not fair. You're not doing the right thing. Now how you want that passage to Allah Ta'ala? How you want the special relationship? You want the special relationship, then be fair. Be just, be fair. It's not, the life is not about joy, just celebrating. See what we think, because we are coming from a secular background. So what we think is life is about joy, happiness. But that whole concept is flawed. That whole concept is just about joy, fun, celebration. No, that's just, it's a fallacy. It's not a fact. Aye din koi mar raha hai, koi jee raha hai, koi bimar hota hai, koi tandurust hota hai, koi maldar hota hai, koi kangal hota hai. So you see all this happening. Point of view. Things are just turning. Someone is going up, someone is going down. Someone is going up, someone is going down. someone up, someone down. It's happening all the time. We have that marhum Ahmad Bhai, Suleiman Bhai, Haru Bhai, Ahmad Bhai, YT Shukai. So before he and his brother, marhum Farooq, he used to be running the hardware downstairs, and top was there, like the supermarket. So you do the purchases on the bottom and you pay upstairs. Till it's upstairs. So as the customer comes up, what you bought, all right, pay for it. So you will tell the customer, whatever you do downstairs, you'll have to pay for it upstairs. Right, isn't it? Whatever you do here, you'll have to pay for it upstairs. It's a way to remind people of Hisab, Kitab, Judgment, Qiyamah. And today I think, you know, when I'm looking what's going on, I think today the greatest reward or the greatest jihad is to talk about yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, the yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, you know, all the elements of faith, yaqeen. And the second most important thing to talk about and discuss all the time is about marne ki baat ki zindagi, life after death. See, one is to talk about yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala, his sifat, etc., etc., all those things that relate. And the other is about marne ki baat ki zindagi, the life after death. Now nobody is talking about that. So when nobody is talking about that, so this life after death becomes just like an illusion, just an imagination. So life, then what is the summary of life? Just enjoy. Go for a party here, go for a bride here, go for an outing here, go for a drive here, a little bit more money, go Turkey, go and enjoy yourself there. So that's become life. But the actual life is, get your yaqeen right, and get the yaqeen in the akhirat right. Yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala right, yaqeen in the akhirat. That is such an important thing. See how Labak speaks about it. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They can't fulfill the rights of people. Why? هُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Zakat was the right of the poor, isn't it? But they can't. Why? وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They don't have the concept of the hereafter. Had they had the concept of the hereafter, this would have not been the behavior. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They just denied. Blank. So unfortunately our minds are going like that. For a facelift, we put a million rand here, 2 million rand, there were riots of people. You know, I explained yesterday, fil mali haqqan siwa zakat. Besides zakat, there are other rights also. Now you've got a neighbor and he's in constraints. Are you looking at that? It's your father's friend, right? And now he's in constraints. Are we looking at them? Isn't that a right? Isn't that a duty? Then there is a family, and the family is in constraint. Are we looking at them? Now, that's not someone's telling me. So they got a property, right? You know, and everybody is not in a position to go and tell his problems, right? So this problem came to me. So there's a widow that's living, and whatever investment just crashed. So from the investment, she was paying the renter for 8,000-9,000 rand. She was paying 9,000 rand. So now the landlord is talking to me. Who's talking? So it's not a second hand, the landlord is talking to me. Now when the investment crashed, now she was getting 9,000, and that was enough for her to pay out her rent. The rent was 9,000, so she used to pay it up clean. Now the thing crashed, now it's gone to 1,500. Now what must she do? So we are thinking about amassing the wealth, amassing. But the rights of these people here, sometimes it's a family, sometimes it's your father's friend, your mother's friend, sometimes it's your neighbor, sometimes it's he's got some rights over you. But do you ever think now, you know, we have to do this? And then the Quran series is so particular about this, that when it talks about that, it says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِمْ حَقُّمْ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Right? وَفِي أَمْوَالِمْ حَقُّمْ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Right? It's not your wealth, it's the poor person's wealth. It's in your cash, but it is his right. But fi amwalihim haqqun ma'lum lis-sa'il. That poor, that person doesn't have it. So his money is in your wealth. You're supposed to take it out and give it to him. Now, even in the event we give it to him, then we'll sing a song about, you know, I sought his rental house. You know, I did this. By not realizing by that his money was rather pushing into your fund, that you see to him, look after him, take care of him. Oh, my money will just increase. Just carry on increasing, increasing. And I am totally disregarded. So I think I'm paying my zakat finish. What does I need? See, wa fi amwalim haqqul lis-sa'ili wal mahroom. That's why I say, in this day, this is like the greatest jihad and the greatest need of the hour. To speak about the yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala and to speak about the, to make people and conscientize them about the akhirah. And then this is coming repeatedly in the Quran Sharif. See, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي. He is afraid that he will have to stand before the tribunal of Allah Ta'ala. So, لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي. He is believing in a Rabb, isn't it? He believes in a Rabb. Then only can he be afraid. If he doesn't believe, the aspect of yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala and he is the Rabb, that you need to get right. And وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي. And the fact that I have to stand before him and render an account, right? And the fact that I have to stand before him and render an account for every small and big that I have done. So then you are balanced. But if you haven't got this thing right here, by, that's why Zuhan Din is saying, by, get this thing right, get your bearings right, get your bearings right, elementary things right, then you can go, nobody's stopping you. But you haven't got these things right here. Eating this person's wealth, suppressing that person, hitting this person down, right? So, these things are the primary things. Yeah? We come across these cases here. I know, personally I know, right? And what happens to them? Sometimes it's a family, and then good families, but they just disregard that. As the person ages or something, just disregard. So you're going for Umrah, going for all the, but that family now, that needs your help and needs your assistance, and he or she is just disregarded. Just totally disregarded. And sometimes it happens such, you know, the heart becomes so multi-billionaires, right? But the heart becomes such, for them to just leave an old woman here and go away. They don't feel nothing about it. They don't feel anything about it. This old woman, someone's auntie, someone's mother, whatever it is, of course she's old, she's become a little bit senile, so it's a handful now. So under some pretext left here, cut you. See that when you got وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي, you know, this is not going to be the behavior. Allah is going to ask, it's your family, what have you done? How did you treat her? What did you do? You had all the riches, what have you done? Everything, you know, with zikr, Quran Sharif and Umrah, everything sorted out, khalas. And all these things here, who's going to do it? Isn't that your family? Isn't that your friend? Isn't your parents' friend? Something. And if Allah Pak were to turn the tables around, tomorrow your children are treating you the same how you're treating this person here, then you treated your cousin, your nephew, your uncle, your aunt, you treated them like that. And tomorrow you are stuck. And they are treating you the same how you're treating these people here. There was going to be opposition. So that excess wealth was for this. The proof for that was, you see, has Umar radiallahu anhu alongside. So once he's appointed the Khilafah, he's a different person. Now he's got the control over the public treasury. You see, he's got control over wealth, right? Now he's got control over wealth. You became wealthy, you got control. Now he's a different person. Now the whole night he's not sleeping, going the whole of Medina Munawwara, patrolling who's the poor person, neighbor, traveler. What's happening here? This woman is in labor. What's, she needs any assistance, any help, etc., etc. But now that control of that wealth is bringing an increase in the fikr. What? It's bringing increase in the fikr. I got so much wealth now. Now the responsibilities that are attached to it, Now, when we don't have the right association, we don't have the right thought. When we don't have the right thought, then with an increased wealth, now the fikr is now how to increase it even more. How to get it even more. Came to so many digits, now getting it. And their fikr was different, that when I got control over additional wealth, then I can't be sleeping. Then I need to see people, how they are, what's going on. They are in constraints, they are in difficulty, someone got a medical problem, someone got whatever. What can I do? What can I do for them? You know, this, in Spingo Rail, we had a Dr. Jadwet, nice pastor, Allah forgive him. But I remember we were schooling and he was like Spingo's first doctor, 1960s. But, alright, the heart that he had for his patients was something totally different. Totally different. All Muslims, blacks, all that. Now that whole Spingo, no doctor, just one doctor. Now he would see, alright, the child came with the mother, malnutrition, he'll buy something. Right. The first thought of the malnutrition, he'll buy with his money. Then he would see, alright, this child here, or this woman here, is not a normal case, it's a serious case, they need to be hospitalized. He will arrange for the taxi, he will arrange the referral, and send the person straight to hospital at his expense. You see that? That now, you know, you look at these things here, and you know, it makes you think, oh, see, this man, alright. We don't say that he was practicing the sunnah altogether, but this side of it, that kindness, that consideration, compassion, really showed it. Allah will give us that.